Good morning. It is 7:41 on Thursday, July the 2nd, 2020. Hi. Yeah, I got up, I got out. Yesterday was comedy of errors. All mine. Today I actually got up and got pushed out the door. One of our cars has had starting problems for... Well, ever since we let it sit idle for 6 or 8 weeks. So it's getting to the point where we need to use both cars again. And so I took it in. Took it to the shop. I expect some sort of horrendous bill coming back, but I need to get the car going, and however horrendous the bill is, it's going to be cheaper than buying a new car. It's a beautiful morning. The sun is too hot. My perennial complaint. Except in the winter when it feels just right. Then the air is too cold, so I'm kind of a grumpy old guy. I can't really be pleased. I did get my blog post up yesterday. It was a little bit late. I forgot to do it on the 30th and schedule it like I normally do, but I got out first thing in the morning and put up a little post. The thing is, it's not a lot that's changed. It's really not. I still don't have covers. Troy Harbor, Fenwell Bay, whatever you want to call it, is... Well, the analogy I use is that I'm putting together a 1,000-piece puzzle, and I've got all the pieces spread out and face up on the table. And right now what I'm doing is looking for the straight edge pieces. I have the picture in my head of what it's supposed to be, and I've got a rough timeline. Now, the more I think about the timeline, the more I think it's wrong. So, that's one of the issues. And I still haven't gone about correcting any of the character problems. I think I mentioned the other day that I've got the wrong characters in the scenes. At least one scene that I've used before, with a different set of characters in the other book, so it's like, no, I can't do that. Think about what I was trying to accomplish with that. And do a new scene, do something different. There's a lot of overlap because Angela's following Jimmy's footprints. So I didn't get enough sleep last night. That's one of my problems this morning. I'm blinky and bobbly in the head this morning.
Sorry.
Good. No, it's all right. Good morning. Good morning.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
lady with her Scotty duck. His leash was pulled all the way out, so he had a long lead. And I met her on the corner, so he was well ahead of her. There's the bike lane here, so I managed to get out into the bike lane, give him enough room. So, basically I'm tired, obviously, given the yawn, sorry about that. This recording may be interrupted by a phone call from the mechanic, who said he'd call me when he figures out what's wrong with it. I figure it'll take him at least an hour. And they've had it only about 40 minutes, 45. 7:20. Yeah, they've had it about 20 minutes, 30 minutes. I should be able to get home before they make that call, but if not, then I'll splice them together. There are little birds chirping off in the bushes over here. Pretty sure that's a robin. The morning light filtering through the trees is really quite lovely. There's a locust here that's, I think it's a locust. That might be a mountain ash. I'm not sure I know the difference. Gotta say, it's a lot nicer at 7 o'clock than it is at 9 o'clock. So I've had my toast, I've had my coffee. I need another cup of coffee. I need a nap. So I'm playing Fallout 4 on survival difficulty, and I'm getting really, really frustrated by it. I have a suspicion that I'm not playing a consistent game. One of the things I learned about EVE Online was that you pick a strategy and then you commit to that strategy. You don't take it halfway, you commit to it. And I haven't really committed to two strategies. And I think that's the cause of my problem. It's tedious to play the same 45 minutes to an hour, 4 or 5 times, trying to achieve a single mission. And what I finally did was, no, okay, I'm doing something wrong. And I went to do something else for a while. Morning. So the problem is that, for those of you who don't know, you can't save the game unless you can find a bed to sleep in. And there are three classes of beds, from sleeping bag to mattress to full bed. And if you can find a sleeping bag, you can save the game. You can sleep for 2-3 hours, I think. But that's not enough. If you don't get enough sleep, then your performance starts degrading. And there's this one place in the game where there are no beds. No beds. And you have to walk for 10, 15 minutes just to get to this place from the last bed, from the nearest bed. Come on, get ready, stay with me. One post. So you have to do the same walk. And the game changes the walk, so the place you have to walk is a random encounter spot. So you could run into anything. Anything. I ran into a deathclaw. I ran into a minefield. I ran into some raiders. The one thing I haven't run into is friendly people, which is kind of a pain. And I rely on my power armor to carry my load. I have power armor so that I can carry enough stuff to survive. But I'm carrying so much stuff that I can't get out of my power armor to do the fighting and take advantage of my stealth skills. If I can beat the place's Croup Manor, if I can beat Croup Manor, if I can beat the feral ghouls, and I can put down a bed and put down a box and store stuff and sleep and save the game, and I won't have to ever do it again. But doing it the first time. So I put it down, I walked away. And decide if I need to restart this character with some different statistics or different settings or give up on survival mode. The problem is that I kind of like survival mode. I like a lot of it. I like the limitations of it. It's a different game than the game that I learned, so that's one thing. It has a lot of the same game mechanics, but you know, you have to carry enough water, you have to carry enough food, you have to carry enough ammo. I'm used to carrying 4 guns, 4 weapons. And I'm using the lightest weight weapons I can find. They're not as powerful as the heavier weapons, but they're almost as powerful. I'm still slogging through Beggar's Rebellion. I'm only, for some reason, it's like I'm not getting through more than a page or two a day. And it's not that it's not an interesting book, it's just that it doesn't call me away from everything else. No, all the stuff that's on Sifra, that's going on with Sifra. Oh, Jesus. I can't say anything. I can't talk about it. It's weighing me down, but I can't really talk about it. I'm frustrated by their insistence that the industry is a monolith, that the industry is something that we can analyze in a straightforward manner, that the industry is Fifth Avenue and all the other mom and pop independent publishers, the small presses around the world. And yeah, that's part of it. And in all honesty, in terms of the big picture, the big umbrella publishing, yeah, the bigs still have the majority, far and away, of the publishing clout, because they have the places, they have the topics, they have the books that indies have a hard time with. They have pretty much nonfiction, from reference books to textbooks to a lot of creative nonfiction, pretty much sewn up, pretty much tied down. That's where people who read history go. That's where people who read philosophy go. That's where people who read textbooks go. Who read law, who read, I'm filling the blank. That's pretty much where all of those people go. So yeah, that's where trad shines. But most of the people that I'm talking to in Sifwa are fiction authors. I've got a couple of people who are kind of trying to bridge the gap. But they're fiction authors. They write fiction. And the traditionally published science fiction authors are really hurting right now. They keep trying to promote each other and support each other, and they do it by supporting bookstores. So, oh, buy my book through this new bookstore because you're supporting indie publishing. No, you're supporting traditional publishing. The publisher just happens to be not affiliated with any of the big houses. And it's like, no, I'm not going to read trad. I'm not going to read small press. The idea that libraries are a viable market for indies is pretty much laughable. I understand that making that mental jump, making that leap, that not having your book in the 65,000 libraries across the country is kind of rough. But the reality of that is that even if you go through the hoops and do the pricing and do the things that you need to do in order to get your books considered by a librarian, the probability is that your book is not going to go into a library anyway. Because it really can't. The systemic barriers to entry are way too high. Oh, he did come fix a sprinkler. Hot shit. Beautiful. Thank you, Kyle. And I am at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.